Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Thank you for hanging out with me while I sound a little raspy. Just a little bit of a hoarse voice. Doesn't hurt. Don't worry. But I show up. It's work. It's time to go to work, right, folks? And when it's time to go to work, you show up, I show up. Let me tell you about by the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. Did you know? You knew that, right? I think I may have said that. It's kind of a weird, going to be kind of a weird day. I can already tell this is going to be a wacky day. Sometimes they turn out to be fun. I'm glad you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Stephen Gaffney's here. Stephen is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our top leadership experts in the Brain Trust. He's president and CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group. His new book is called Be a Change Champion. That's one of his new books. He's got a stack of them here. And he's our good friend, Stephen. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Stephen, I know that you do a lot of work with team building, high performance, trying to get more performance into a team. First, I want you to, for the small business owners out there, we don't always think of our people as in teams. I mean, you have to get, in terms of being a team, you know, we just think of people working together, and we don't have 150 employees, most of us, and you know, the average small business owner, as you know, has less than 10 employees. And so, but when you think of a team, what would be a good definition of that?
Well, first of all, a team is any two or more people. So we have, you know, internal teams, external teams. You have a team with your customer. So in a sales relationship, it's one-on-one. That's a team. So working together with a potential customer, all kinds of things. Your vendor, you know, and people that support us, that's a team. So really a team is two or more people. And the trick to this whole thing is having really great relationship, great teamwork, and really high-performance teams. And here's what I found out I think that's going to shock most people is most teams are not really teams. They're just not. You know, a team wins or gets challenged together. A committee wins or loses separately.
Say that again. Hold on. Slow. I want you to say it slower. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, a team wins and gets challenged together. A committee wins or loses separately. So when you really look at most relationships, most teams, and I have people that apply it even in marriage and their family, a lot of situations where people are thinking about themselves first instead of the team first. In fact, one of the defining characteristics of a high-performance team, there are several, but one of them is that people think of the team first, their position second. So the team agenda before their position agenda. And when you look at a lot of relationships, people are thinking about themselves first. Well, it just doesn't really work. It's got to be about the team first. But here's the irony. If you think about a team first and the team is really doing well, it'll make your position and what you're doing better. So ironically, if you focus on the team first, it'll make you do your individual job better. So if you have a better relationship.
When I think about my experiences in the past, if I joined a committee, I was probably trying to show them how smart I was. And I wasn't necessarily thinking about, and I'm just thinking about most people too. I might not necessarily have been thinking about, well, maybe nobody ever really established that we had a single goal as a committee. We're trying to find out what to do. But if I joined a team, then I thought of myself as part of a whole. I do think words matter. I do think words matter. And that's the reason why I wanted you to land on this a little bit.
Well, and here's the bigger point, I think, is that we need to consider. If we are truthful with ourselves and with others, really often what we're not getting said in it as we're part of a quote-unquote team is that a lot of people feel like, you know what, if you just leave me alone, I can do my job better. I did a session. We do a lot of these reboots, which is a process to make this a group of people into a high-performing team immediately. And so we did the research into this one team as an example. This is happened often. And I had to go to my client as we were about to do this reboot. I said, you got a bigger problem. The real conversation that they're actually having, but they're not having with you, is they want you to leave them alone. They don't even think they need to be part of this. You know, and so you're trying to team build a group of people that don't really think that they should be part of a team. So you got to lay your business case out why we need to think about the team first, position second. You can't just take it for granted. So in a customer relationship, a lot of times things can be sometimes adversarial because they're worried we're going to take advantage of their money, mm-hmm. or we're going to burn the budget, or we're not going to deliver. And so they're thinking about
their own position. So you're saying in a committee, shields are up, in a team, shields are down.
Yes, but the way it's going to get down is if people see it's to their advantage, and that's the
well. Okay, but wait a minute now. To their advantage, but if they're engaged as employees, if they're engaged as team members, if their goal is to come up with the best solution for the company, then they have to recognize that they may win today, and they may not win, and they may not win till tomorrow. In terms,
yes, if
it's important that they individually have a win.
Yeah, but overall that they're going to win. So, for example, somebody will take a hit for the team, but if they actually think that they're only going to be judged by their individual performance, they're not going to be necessarily a team player. Here's the reason why. I get brought into a lot of organizations. You do the analysis, and a lot of reasons why employees are thinking about themselves first is because they think, yeah, I can help out a team member, but if I'm judged by individual goals and individual performance, and not judged on my contribution mainly to the team, let's say, I might lose my job. So you can have a leader talk till they're blue in the face about being teamwork, but if what they're really rewarding is individual work, it's not going to go anywhere.
What I'm going to recommend, you tell me if I'm wrong, is folks, if you're putting together something from people from a diverse group, like a community group or something, call that a committee if you want to. But if it's within your organization, and you're trying to come up with a common solution that for the company, create a team. That's what I'm learning from you, Steve. What do you think?
Absolutely. But the first step is you got to create a business case why a team
right.
is doing it.
But I'm just saying, don't call it a committee. You'll say, hey, let's have a committee to do this or that. Say, let's come up with a team and tell them what a team is. When we come back after the break, we're going to get into some of your high performance factors. You have 11
yes,
of them.
How to we're do gonna it, get, really.
We're going to get to some of these essential factors, team building, team performing, high performance team factors, I guess I should say. I need your website quickly, Stephen.
Yeah, justbehonest.com. That's justbehonest.com.
Check it out. Stephen Gaffney and I will be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.